KATE Afternoons with Aaron, and we want to talk about events that are going on throughout the Upper Midwest, especially a walk that's going on this weekend in Albert Lea. It's the Walk to End Alzheimer's, and these events, these walks are going on all over the place. We're going to get more information from Susan Perriott. She is the CEO of the Minnesota and North Dakota chapter of the Alzheimer's Association. And Susan, a good afternoon, and thank you so much for the time.
Thank you. We appreciate being part of this.
Absolutely. Now, Susan, how long have you been a part of the Alzheimer's Association?
Oh, I just started my 10th year with the association. It's very exciting. They do just amazing work, and I get to meet the most amazing people, and that's why I want to stay so long.
Now, when it comes to the Alzheimer's Association, what are some of the key components or goals of the Alzheimer's Association? If you have like maybe some keys, this is why this organization exists, this is what we try to get done, what are some of those main things?
Sure. Well, our vision, of course, is a world without Alzheimer's and all other dementias. Alzheimer's is just one form of dementia, so that would be our big vision, but of course that might take a little while to achieve. So in the meantime, we're going to help people on their journey with Alzheimer's or any other dementia. So we're going to have programs and services to help them make their lives a little easier, lots of education, support groups, care consultation, things like that. We, of course, then do lots of advocacy at the state and federal levels to help people, again, with laws that are passed to make sure that we are supporting all people with Alzheimer's disease. And then, of course, we fund research. We want to find that cure. We want to find the prevention so that people never even get Alzheimer's disease.
Now, Susan, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but when it comes to percentage of, let's say, adults that might develop Alzheimer's or dementia in their lifetime, do you know offhand what percentage that is or close to that number?
Well, I have other stats I could share with you. At age 65, it's 1 in 9 people have Alzheimer's disease, okay. And at age 85, it's 1 in 3. So age is the leading factor for getting Alzheimer's disease, that and you have a brain,
yeah,
that makes you susceptible to having the disease. But yes, as we age, we become at greater risk for getting Alzheimer's disease.
Susan Perriott, again, CEO of the Minnesota and North Dakota chapter of the Alzheimer's Association, with us here on KATE. We're going to talk about the walk going on in Albert Lea in just a moment. But let's talk about the Walk to End Alzheimer's. And is this an event or are these walks that are going on all over the nation?
Yes, that we have over 600 walks across the country. In Minnesota and North Dakota, we have 18 walks.
Okay, and how long has these walks to end Alzheimer's been going on? Is this event something that's been going on for a while?
Oh my gosh, yes. They used to be called memory walks. So I think they started like 25, 30 years ago. They've been going on a really long time. And the walks are special because it's a great way to raise awareness and let people know that our association exists and that we do provide programs and services to help people on this journey. But it's also one of the ways that we raise money to fund all of those things that I talked about earlier.
Yeah, Susan, that's so important to have those services for those that are dealing with Alzheimer's and dementia. And let's talk about the walk that's going on. It's starting at a Frank Hall Park this Saturday. Registration at 9, ceremony at 10. The walk is going to start at 10:20. Do you know offhand what the ceremony entitles on Saturday?
Yes, we, of course, will be giving some facts and figures about Alzheimer's disease and the impact in our communities and all the different services that we provide. But we also have this beautiful ceremony called the Promise Garden Ceremony. And we have different colored flowers that each person that comes to the event picks a flower that represents them. So if you pick a purple flower, that represents that you have lost a loved one to Alzheimer's disease. If you pick a blue flower, it means you have Alzheimer's disease or another form of dementia. Yellow represents all the caregivers. So I'm caring for somebody with the disease. And orange means I care about this cause. It's important to me that we make a change. So everybody gets to pick a flower, and then we will have someone talk about why they're holding their particular flower and what that means to them. And at the end, we always get to show the white flower, which means like there's no more Alzheimer's disease. That's our hope for a cure, our hope that we eliminate this disease. And 1 year, we hope that we all have white flowers. But it's really special. And people sharing their stories about how they got involved and what it means to them. And to see all those flowers when people are walking is just, you know, it can be a real tearjerker. It's probably my favorite part of the whole day.
Now, Susan, just going back for a moment, you mentioned raising money for treatments to find a cure. Where have we gone maybe in the last 5 to 10 years? I'm assuming they have made some developments that we're heading in the right direction when it comes to finding better treatments and hopefully someday a cure.
Yes, we have come a long way in the last 5 years. You know, for the longest time, I've not been able to say that we have any treatment methods or any prevention methods, and there's no known cause or cure. There's still no known cause. We're still working on a lot of those details, but we're getting closer to having a blood test for Alzheimer's disease. We're getting close to having a blood test for Alzheimer's disease, which would be huge. You know, if we could diagnose it so much earlier, that would be tremendous in the stage of Alzheimer's disease. We also have been able to have PET scans where we can actually see the brain and see the changes within the brain. So you can actually identify before autopsy to say, yes, this person has Alzheimer's disease or this person has a different disease. And then this last year, we were able to have our first drug approved by the FDA that could help potentially modify the disease, which is really exciting. It's only for people in the very, very early stages of the disease. It's not for everyone. It is an infusion drug, but for the first time, we have something that people can take that could slow the progression of this disease down. It's not going to stop it. It's not going to, you know, it will continue to progress, but it should slow it down. So people have more time to build more memories with their families and do the things that they want to do.
Susan Perriott, again, CEO of the Minnesota and North Dakota chapters of the Alzheimer's Association. And getting back to the walk again, coming up this Saturday in Albert Lea, how do people get involved if they want to be involved in this walk, if they want to donate some money? What's the best way for our listeners right now going, hey, I want to be a part of this. I want to help with this. I want to spread awareness. I want to donate. What's the best way that our listeners can go about doing that?
Oh, and it would be fabulous if everybody in Albert Lea Austin area came out, because everybody has a brain and should be interested in this disease and want to reduce their risk for Alzheimer's disease. So the easiest way is to go on our website, alz.org/MNND, and you'll find us, and then you can find the Walk to End Alzheimer's there, and you could register and come out. You can make a donation to the event itself, or you can actually just come the day of. We will take donations on site. You can register that day and get involved. We're also encouraging people, though, to walk from home. If people aren't comfortable being out in a large group setting, please stay home and walk in your neighborhood, but go online and make a donation to this event.
Susan, give us that website one more time.
ALZ.org.
ALZ.org is the website to go to register, or if you can't to get out there on Saturday, you can find out more information on how to donate at that website as well. Again, registration at 9 o'clock on Saturday. Ceremony starts at 10. Walk starts at 10:20 from Frank Hall Park here in Albert Lea. Again, the CEO of the Minnesota and North Dakota chapter of the Alzheimer's Association, Susan Perriott, with us. And Susan, thank you so much for the time. Thank you so much for the great information. Thank you for what you do. And everybody have a wonderful walk coming up on Saturday.
Oh, thank you so much. We really appreciate the support. And we can't thank our committee and our sponsors enough for all that they've been doing to help us raise this awareness and make this a tremendous, fabulous event.
Sounds great. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you.